So anyway, getting into the tactical side here. So you need to be, you need to know yourself. You need to know what your skill set is. You need to be very careful not to misalign your particular skill set with the way that you contribute. But the cool thing, when you realized, okay, I'm not going to come up with the next business idea, I'm going to go buy a business. How did you begin to build a criteria? Because you have so many specific criteria, from your get rich tripod to your deal valuations have to meet certain criteria.
Yeah.
Like, you've really systematized this stuff. How did you, in the beginning, when you didn't have any of that, how did you begin to formulate it?
I have a very bad memory. And so
you and me both.
Yeah. So one of the worst things about a bad memory is you can't remember things. One of the best things is you have to processize everything, and that frameworks and memes or specific vernacular actually help you remember. And so the reason that I have the get rich tripod and, you know, my deal box and, you know, our rules and thesis for investing is because I have to remember. Otherwise I do bad deals. And so I think one of the superpowers you can have is, as you're going on your journey, what I had to do, I didn't mean to do it, was document these frames that I lived by. Because one, when you're in charge, you got to communicate it to people. So I would go, hey, what kind of businesses do we buy? And they'd say, like, BRRT, right? We buy boring businesses that are recession resistant. We raise the prices. We add technology. Is the business that you're putting in front of me a BRRT business? No, it's not. Okay, go find another one. And so I would use it to communicate to people and to really communicate with myself, which is half the shit on my Twitter. It's like yelling at Cody. Probably, I don't know if you're the same. But
exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, when people are like, oh man, like, you're being so hard on people, I'm like, bro, I am talking to myself.
It's all a reminder. At some point, I'll have to just be like, lessons to Cody, and it'll just be my Twitter feed. But I like to framework them out for that reason. And the way that you do that is just by taking inventory. I make so many mistakes all the time. Even like 15, 16 years into doing deals, I just had a deal go bad last month. And I'm like, God, you'd think I'd figure this out by now. And every time that happens, I have a post op. So just like after you have surgery or after you have a game, you sit down and you analyze what went well and what went wrong. We do that for every single deal we do that goes sideways.
Do you have a structure for that? Are you running them against the BRRT or?
We run them against our entire investing framework. So we usually have something called due diligence questions. So it's called a DDQ. And we build out our DDQ list is now gigantic and it's graded. So like what's most important to what's least important. And then we look at these deals and we say, what did we learn? And so in this most recent deal, I realized, gosh, I have a flaw with partners. I pick bad partners if these characteristics are there. If they're friends of mine already, I let them in and I skip a bunch of stuff in the DDDQ. Yeah. So now I go, oh, okay, now I have a new rule. And the rule is, no new friends. You know, I don't do deals with new people until we've been together for a long time. Otherwise, they go to this other person on my team and they run them through the typical due diligence because I have a weak spot there. And so everything that I'm doing, it's just like, you know, when you play a sport, you know, or when you do a video game, like you go through and you're like, what went wrong there? Oh, I can't step out here because then the car hits me. Or like, I can't go out to the left because that means the guy's going to get there. He's faster than I am. And I think we don't do that enough in business. So I am nonstop action, analyze, action, analyze, document. And as long as you do that AAD, then I find that I can kind of continuously make better decisions.
That's really helpful.